There's a tactic that I believe every single sales rep should be using right now. And the best part is that it's not shady, it isn't sleazy, it isn't salesy. It's truly a win-win approach. Today, we're going to go there. My name is Paul Castain from Castain Training Systems, and I'm the author of the YourSalesPlaybook.com blog and your host for the Sales Playbook Podcast. I've personally trained over 30,000 sales reps, sales leaders, and business owners to sell more. So get your playbooks ready because school is now in session. This week's episode of the Sales Playbook Podcast is brought to you by our one-on-one coaching program. I'm going to be sharing all the details at the end of the podcast, including some really cool modifications that we've made to the program, some really cool freebies that we're throwing into the program. And if you happen to be impatient like I am, you can certainly go and visit the link now, and I'll have all the details there as well. YourSalesPlaybook.com/coachPaul. So today, we're going to be talking about a sales tactic that's truly a win-win. How about that, right? I mean, that's really what sales tactics should be about. It should never be about us screwing over the prospect or the customer. This is one where everyone can hold their head high and everyone truly wins. Now, it's on the surface, it's going to seem very basic. You might even be inclined to say, well, shit, that's sales 101. But my rule of thumb, if you've been listening to me for a while, and when people first come to me for my coaching and my training, and we have one of those, well, that's sales 101 moment, or that's basic, Castain, that's when I get a little tough love into the picture. And my whole theory is that if you're not actually doing the thing that you've labeled as basic and sales 101, then why would it matter if it's basic? I mean, isn't that the easier conversation to have? Isn't that a safer conversation to have? Well, yeah, that's basic because it lets you off the hook for not doing the effing thing. So that is my rule of thumb when I teach people. It's my rule of thumb here. It shouldn't matter to you if something is basic or sells 101 if you're not doing it. But also, I want to tell you something else about this. If you're not willing to find a way to do what I'm about to propose, especially during a pandemic, I'm going to tell you without any hesitation that your prospects are going to lose. Your clients are going to lose. Your company is going to lose. And guess what? Let's make it personal. You are going to lose. This is the type of tactic, to me, that is absolutely non-negotiable. It must be in your arsenal. So you ready? Have I created enough drama and mystery here? So here it is. You need to make your prospects and your clients aware of financial options that they might not be aware of. Again, duh, right? Basic. But I want to point something out to you that has both, you know, your client prospects, certainly, and your name all over this. Whenever you're in a panic state, you kind of miss the obvious. So let me give you an example. Have you ever lost your keys? I have, probably on a weekly basis, usually after I've been drinking, right? But we've all lost our keys at one point, and especially if you're in a hurry. You got to get the hell out the door one of those days. I got to get going, and I got this. I can't find my damn keys. Or maybe, or worse yet, heaven forbid, right? You've lost your phone somewhere in the house. You know what's in the house? You haven't gone out. So you're in this panic state. And did you ever go through all that only to see that the damn thing was right in front of you? The keys are right there on the night table, or right there, just like it just fell from where you usually keep them. Or there's your phone. You call, you go through this whole ritual of trying to find the damn phone, including having your significant other call a phone. And all of a sudden you feel a vibration in your coat pocket. It's like, yeah, I'm a dick, right? I mean, we've all had that moment. But before we laugh it off and say, yeah, you know, that happens, I want you to realize that's what happens when we're in a panic state. We lose sight of the obvious. And your job is to be the voice of reason and the person who says, hey, put on these glasses. Oh, wow, I can see now, right? So that's part of your job. So, and also to do this in a way where we're kind of creating a quote-unquote easy button for them to do it. So I have some examples that I want to share with you, right? Oh, and also too, I'm sorry, before I do that, I just want to stress why I feel this is incredibly important right now. We have a lot of people, and again, this is a duh moment for us. We have a lot of people who are cash poor because of the pandemic, and that's keeping them from purchasing your solution. We have people right now who are hesitant to make any kind of financial investment because of the pandemic. It's your job to find a way to make this doable for them. But also, and this is a big thing, look where we are here. We're in the middle of October. It's safe to say that we're coming up rapidly on year end. So many companies are either out of budget or maybe they want to stretch their budget to kind of get them through year end a little bit. So it's our job to kind of provide an easy button and at the very least raise their awareness. Now, before I tell you how to do this, because I've got a few examples to get you thinking about it, I just want to point out something. There are all these phrases in sales that we hear, or if you're over on LinkedIn and somebody says that phrase, you know they're going to get 20 likes and the whole crowd's going to be, you know, saying, yes, that's great. Yes, I needed to hear this today. And yes, spot on, truth, and all that kind of stuff. One of them is, and you've heard this a million times in sales, you know, you have to provide value. My argument with that statement is that people very rarely tell you how you provide that value. It is a great nod your head phrase that we've heard so many times. There's nobody in a crowd, there's nobody in a sales meeting, when you're having your team sales meeting, that if you were to say, well, we have to provide value, or let's provide value, that would tell you, what, you know, what are you, an idiot? No, you don't provide value. That's out of line. Of course you provide value, right? So it's a safe thing, but my argument is, please tell me how do I provide value? Because I understand and I get it that it's important. How do I do it? What I'm about to talk about is one of many ways that we can actually provide value instead of saying some bullshit phrase that we've heard a million times, but we're not doing it. So the first thing that I want to do as an example, now just, I want to warn you about something. Some of these examples you're going to say, yeah, but that wouldn't fit for my business. I realize that. I've got, I don't even know how many listeners to this podcast. It's a shit ton of you that are listening to this right now. And I can't possibly appeal to every single person, but your job when I give these examples is try to get an idea of your own and just say, okay, maybe that particular application is not going to work for me. But you know what? It reminds me of this other thing that I might be able to do. So that's the spirit that I think you should listen to these ideas from. So, or with. So the first thing is, the example I want to give is PayPal financing. So there's a way for people to actually finance their coaching and training. And I use this in my business. I sell coaching and training and consulting. And a lot of people aren't aware that PayPal offers a financing option. So it's not just paying in full. You can pay me in full, but they will provide you with a payment plan so you could stagger this cost out across months and months and months. And depending on the dollar amount that you spend with me or any other trainer, you could have this go out like further closer to a year, which makes all the difference, having bite-sized payments versus I got to do a lump sum on this. So what I did is, or what I do rather, is I bring this up in every single conversation that I have with someone. I don't wait for them to say, yeah, you know, Paul, I'd really like to hire you as a coach, but, you know, that's a lot of money for me. I really can't do it now. Or maybe they say, you know what, just with year end and everything, financially, I'd have to do this first quarter of 2021. I don't wait for that. And part of the reason why I don't wait for that is that I know something about human beings that I think we all know, but it needs to be said. We're proud. We have pride. We have egos. How many people do you really think, especially at a decision maker level, are going to say to you right out of the gate, we need to do this, but you know, this pandemic slammed the hell out of us and we don't have money. Some will. Some absolutely will. But that's kind of a hard thing for someone with any degree of an ego to admit to another human being. I mean, think about you. When you've had times where cash has been a little bit tight, you know, if you're like me, you really didn't want a lot of people to know about it. So you just maybe avoided something. Maybe all your friends were going somewhere and you realize, well, I really can't afford that. So you're not going to tell them I'm sorry. Maybe you would. Maybe you have the balls to say it. But it's kind of hard to say, yeah, you know, money's tight. I really can't go with you guys. Instead, maybe you make up a bullshit excuse. Maybe you say, oh, yeah, I can't or whatever. So it's kind of difficult for people to admit it. So what I do, or what I did, actually, is in my case, I wrote a blog post on how to finance your sales training and your coaching. And I did screenshots and I took them step by step. So now I bring this up in every sales conversation I have now. And this isn't just for one-on-one stuff, even at the corporate level, because they can use their credit card to finance something that they were going to run through purchasing, or they were going to issue a corporate check and have to pay in full. So this is a good option for them. But now what I do after my conversations is I follow up with a link to that blog post. So I bring it up and I tell them, I don't ask them if they need financing, right? That's a little bit, you know, that's a little intrusive. But what I do instead is I walk them through it and I say, I offer it to everyone. And it's something that a lot of people aren't aware of, and I just want to do my job and make sure you're aware of it. I'm going to follow up after this conversation with a link to that blog post. Now, in thinking about this podcast today, I got this idea, and almost like one of those moments where you say, idiot, why didn't I do this all along? You know, a lot of you guys don't do blogs like me. So what you could do is you could create a helpful PDF walking them through the steps on how they can, and I'm not just saying with PayPal, how they could maybe qualify for a different type of financing or incentives or whatever. And the reason why I do this is because people are so incredibly distracted that I've believed for a long time that we're no longer living in a world where we could say something once and people get it the first time. We're not saying anybody's stupid here. We're saying that they're distracted. And I think that the level of distraction has gone up substantially when you add in the fact that we're in a pandemic, and we're in a pandemic coming up on the holiday season, which for a lot of businesses, business falls off a cliff. And there are different holiday schedules to where there's a lot on the person's mind. I also think this year that we're going to have more people mentally checking out than ever before. Because if there was ever a year where we all could use a little Christmas or the holiday season, I think it's this year. I think it's going to be a lot of people looking to hug their families a little bit more this year. We need that family. Quick side note and example, and I'm sorry if this is going off on a tangent, but I just think it needs to be said. I mean, last night we got together with family and, you know, some people that obviously not our immediate family that live in the house with us, but just, you know, some relatives and in-laws and stuff. And we had a campfire. And we were sitting around, nice fall air, drinking Angry Orchards, the hard apple cider, and just, it was just so nice because, you know, we've been lacking that. We haven't had as much of that family stuff because in our case, we have a few elderly people and we didn't want to expose them to the illness. My wife works in a hospital, so she's really coming in contact with it a lot. And we don't really want to expose people to that. So we figured, you know, outside campfire, socially distanced, that would be fine. But it's funny how that same thing, we've done this all along. It just meant a little more right now, being with family, for whatever reason, right? I mean, I think we're craving that. So I think this is going to be a year where you're going to see a lot of people mentally checking out. So we have to find ways to reinforce not only our value proposition, but reinforce kind of the easy button for them with the financing and with financial options and not counting on them getting it the first time we tell them. Plus, I think it gives you a way to follow up with people without calling to check in. I always worry about that time between meetings. And that's where I feel we're most vulnerable. And I think that's where we come across as very typical and the same as other sales reps, because we're calling with the same shitty follow-up message. I'm calling to check in, calling to see if you made a decision, calling to see if you have any questions. All important things to do, but there's nothing about that that makes you stand out. So if we have things like this, where we're reinforcing a conversation and we're sending it to them, and I like to use the phrase, I wanted to send this to you like I promised I would. See, that kind of reinforces something else. The word promise in there shows that, wow, this person keeps their promise, a man of his word, so to speak. I think that's kind of important. I think it goes into the decision-making process, and I believe at a more subconscious level. So I think that's kind of an important thing for you to think about. Now, you know, I had mentioned to you that I bring this up after every single conversation, but I go a step further. And again, it's under this use an easy button approach type of mindset and philosophy, if you will. What I do, if I see that someone seems to be kind of interested in that financing, and you can hear people, it's awesome, like perk up, oh wow, I didn't know that was available. That's really cool, thanks. Yeah, that might make a difference for me. What I do then is I go a step further. I've even offered to get on a call with them and be almost like a help desk for them while they do this with PayPal, so that I can walk them through, because this is all done online, by the way. And then I even add another easy button to it, and I say to them, you know what the best part of this PayPal financing is? It's going to literally take you about 2 minutes to do. This isn't something that's going to take a chunk out of your day, and you got to provide all kinds of financials and then go to your accounting department. You can do this yourself online, even right now, 2 minutes. If you wanted to do it right now, we could do it right now. It's that simple. And when I say 2 minutes, by the way, I am really padding that number. I mean, seriously, it's probably closer to about a minute to do this. It is just so freaking easy to do. So I do that. I offer them that. And again, like I said, I even have like I want to create a PDF just to make it even easier. Now, just one thing that I just want to say. Now, you might be saying, yeah, but the PayPal thing or whatever it is. A PayPal option right now might be something for you to have a conversation with your boss or the finance, you know, the accounting people about, because there's a lot of benefit to providing a credit card payment option. And there's a few things. The first thing is, I want you to understand they benefit from now having an additional financing option that's outside of what they have done. Many of them, because of the pandemic, have really maxed out their credit lines, their traditional credit lines with the bank and small business loans and things like that. But what this does, it gives them an additional source outside of that with the credit card. But there's also two benefits to the credit card. One is a personal benefit to the person slapping down their credit card. They get points for doing that. And those points can be then used. They're not going to say this to you, and it'd be a tacky conversation, but you can certainly say, and you know, the benefit to you is that you're going to get some points from this because it's a nice purchase that's going on your credit card that you'll expense or whatever. And they get points if it's their personal credit card. And they can use that for vacations and travel and all kinds of cool things, right? Once this craziness is over. But But the company credit card, there's also benefits there because they get points. And they get those, they can use those points to then benefit in other areas of the company where they need to. Quick side note, 20 years ago, I worked for someone who insisted on paying his corporate bills with all his vendors with a credit card. The reason? Because he was an evil freaking genius and he wanted to get those points with American Express. And with that, he was able to do his corporate travel pretty much for free. That is a major savings for a company that at a time like this, we are counting pennies. On a personal level, it helped him with those points that he was racking up. So it was something that was incredible. He even went so far as to tell potential vendors that if you don't offer this option for payment, I'm going to have to go to somebody else who will. So I just want to tell you there's more people out there who are willing to use this as an option. It might make the difference between them buying from you and not. And also, like anything else in sales, it's in the packaging of the communication. So if you think this is a good conversation to have with your potential clients and your existing clients, I want you to think, you know, one of your assignments today should be, okay, how do I package this? How do I have this conversation? What are some follow-up things, like Paul is saying, maybe a PDF or something? And I actually have some more follow-up ideas for you in a second. So now let's go to the next thing that I want you to think about. I think under this finance topic or this finance heading, you have to. I mean, now more than ever, people are desperate. Some of them are wondering if they're going to live to see the end of the first quarter of 2021. Some of them are wondering if they're going to make it to the end of this year. Some of them, they're not really in dire straits like that, but they would love to have your solution. But they just think, have you ever done that where, well, I kind of need this, but I'm just thinking with everything I have going on financially, maybe now wouldn't be a good time. Right? We've all done that. We've probably done that recently, all of us, right? So what we really want to make them aware of is all the options that are out there. So it's your job to educate yourself on grants that are available, small business loans, financial resources for, how about veteran-owned businesses? There are things that are available to them. Are you familiar with that? And you might be thinking, well, I don't sell to the business owner. No, you don't sell to the business owner. You don't. Perhaps you sell to a decision maker there. But that decision maker can cash in for the company on those resources that are available to veterans, to minority-owned businesses. So these are things that you should be asking about. Once you educate yourself on this and you're able to find resources for them, you should ask them for that. Have you ever been in a situation where you've sat with someone who really knew their shit and they ask you a question? Well, let me ask you a quick question. Do you guys also have this? Or, you know, would you maybe be doing that? And you say, yeah. You know, and it's just all matter of fact. And they say, oh, that's awesome, because that qualifies you then for this. I mean, that to me, and I want to give a quick example of where that happened with kind of, you know, under this financial conversation we're having. The other day I was on the phone with Verizon Fios. So we have both our cell phones with Verizon, and we also have the cable and these other services with Verizon Fios. And so now that everybody's working from home and my oldest just moved back in with us, we've got a management consultant using, you know, the internet and doing all kinds of video meetings and everything else. We have a software salesman in the house who's doing constant meetings and streaming and all kinds of stuff. And you have yours truly, who's always uploading these crazy podcasts and doing videos. I do webinars all the time. So we had just a lot of things tugging at the internet. So we decided to upgrade the internet package that we had. And so I'm just going to throw some random numbers at you. I don't remember what the exact numbers were. But this guy was awesome. Before I even asked, really, and I wasn't going to, you know, is there something less expensive available, whatever. Let's just say he threw something at me for, you know, $89.99 a month for, you know, a more robust internet package than what we had. He said next, he says, well, you know, just to let you know, if you enroll in auto pay for this, that's going to knock another $10 a month off. So now you're at $79.99. And then he said, which I thought was pretty cool, he goes, and by the way, you had mentioned that you have your phones with us. So you get an additional $5 off a month because you have your phones with us. So that brings it down to $74 a month. Now, it might not sound like a lot to you guys, but at a time right now where we're all just, I don't know how long we're going to be in this mess with the pandemic. And one thing's for sure, and I think I speak for everyone listening here and all your clients, there is not any one of us that is looking to overspend right now or to have unnecessary expense. In fact, I've been cutting expenses now before I really have to, you know, and I'm not anticipating that day coming, but I want to be ahead of it. So I looked at different things in my business and said, you know, I'm really overpaying for this. This is too much for me, not just financially, but I don't need all that. You know, I'm going to go with the scaled down version of that. And if it changes, I'll just increase it back up to that. So I did all kinds of things like that to cut it. And I just think this is something that might appeal to your customers. So let's get back to this again. So making yourself aware of grants, small business loans, financial resources for veteran-owned businesses, minority-owned businesses. Again, your job is to research and then educate your prospects and clients. I want you, as a homework assignment, to create step-by-step instructions on how to do this, because it is no longer enough that they're going to hear it once and retain it. So you want to give them the easy button. Provide them with an easy button approach. How do we do that? Create step-by-step instructions. You can put it on a PDF. I wouldn't stop there, by the way, because some people are more visual learners. What you could do then is perhaps shoot a brief video. Again, you could have screenshots on there. Just a brief step-by-step video. You could even do a pre-recorded webinar type of thing, where you go into, say, WebEx. I use a service called AnyMeeting, by the way, which is a fraction of the cost. But you could go into WebEx. You can do a very brief, that's the key here, brief and easy. Don't complicate this shit, because if it's complicated, they're not going to do it. We shy away from things that seem involved and complicated, and we do it even more so during a time where life has become complicated. Thanks to the pandemic, thanks to year end, thanks to life. So we want to make it easy. This is an easy button type of approach here that we're taking. So you could go into WebEx and you could do a quick little 5 to 10, maybe 15 minutes tops. I'd love it if you were able to do it in 5 minutes or less, because then it's going to be done. They're gonna want to watch something 5 minutes as opposed to something that's going to take a chunk of their day and appear complicated. So you could do things like that. You could even, if you feel that there's enough need for this, you could also offer a live webinar. You could, one of your homework assignments, you could leave this podcast today and say, you know what? I love what Castaigne is saying. I know that there are things available, and you know, I'm going to educate myself on these things. And then what I'm going to do 2 weeks from now, whatever, I'm going to do a webinar for all my prospects and clients, telling them how they can get these financial resources that I found for them. They're going to love you for this, because this is the kind of thing that your competitors aren't doing. This is the kind of thing that when we say, you got to provide value. Here's the value, folks. Right there, you're helping them with the financing. So I think that would be a good thing to do. And again, don't forget, with things like this, with the grants, small business loans, financial resources for the veteran-owned and minority-owned businesses, offer to get on a call and offer help desk type of, you know, value to them. And write that down as one of your tactics, you know, help desk type of value. In some cases, it might be, you know, better that someone from your finance department speaks with them. You know, work this out with your finance department ahead of time. But this is something that should be offered to your clients. If this is what's standing in the way of you getting these deals and you helping more people, then you and your sales team need to like really brainstorm this. Then you're going to need to get finance, and I keep saying finance, accounting on board with it. So here's the next thing that I want to offer. This is all under this financial relief that we're trying to offer people. This one might be out of your hands as a sales rep, but it might not be. It might be something worth bringing up. But those of you who own a small business, you have the power to do this. Those of you in a leadership position, you certainly have the power to influence what I'm about to suggest. But I call it no-brainer pricing. Now, if you've been following me for a while, I am not an advocate of discounting. And I'm not necessarily saying that we discount right now, nor am I getting cute and saying you should discount and we're going to just call it something else that doesn't sound as, you know, invasive to our commission check. But the reason why I'm not a fan of just traditional discounting is because I feel it rewards people who are pissing and moaning, and it screws over the people who have paid full price all along. Or really a nicer way to say it, I think it rewards people who are better at negotiating and screws over the people who've been helping you pay your bills all along. And I just think it's unfair. And I don't like to treat my clients in an unfair way. So what I do is I give everyone the same ability to lower their fees with me, whether it be training, consulting, it's coaching, even my online courses. And a lot of you may not know this, that you have the ability to bring down the cost of some of those online courses. So let me give you an example. Again, you might be saying, but I don't sell online courses. But you could certainly use a tactic. So again, I call it no-brainer pricing. So I have a course right now, and I've done this with a few of my courses, but I have one that I designed just for the pandemic, and it's called Prospecting During Uncertain Times. And I've talked about it here on the podcast. I was promoting it last week on last week's podcast as well. And the pricing for this course for a single enrollment, it's only $299 on those four sessions. There's all kinds of templates. There are assignments where I'm going to give you personal feedback. So first of all, on that side of it, I kind of consider that no-brainer pricing, because if you really break it down, what are we talking about? $75 a session, plus you get the ability to kind of have a little bit of email coaching from me there and all the templates and everything. So there's a lot of value in that. But where the real no-brainer pricing comes in is you're able with this, if you want to go with this option, train your entire team, not for $299 a person. So imagine that if you have a big team, and that could be a lot of money right now for you guys. And I know you guys are struggling. So what I did was I put a set fee if you want to train your entire team. The set fee is $999. So whether you have five people on your sales team, you have 500, or you have 5,000, no joke, I've had companies with 3,000 and 4,000 people say, Castain, this is a joke, man. We're in. This is a no-brainer. I mean, what is this coming out to per person? I mean, you know, the next step is you're paying us to go into the damn program. Of course we'll do it. So it is a no-brainer. It's something that people jump on quickly because they don't know if I'm going to pull the plug on this pricing tomorrow. So this has put a lot of money in my pocket. But you know what? It's really not just about me making money. I've made it possible for a lot of people to have access to a playbook that helps you sell during a pandemic. So I also feel very good about that I've been able to help that many people. Now, again, this is what I call no-brainer prospecting. Now, just very quickly, if you were listening to that and like, you found yourself saying, holy shit, man, I'd love to get that training for my team. I didn't know Paul was doing this. All you have to do is send me an email and I'll send you the information. Whether you do it or not, that's up to you. I'll never pressure you. But shoot me an email if you'd like the link to the program and how you would go about getting the team pricing. Just shoot me an email, paul@yoursalesplaybook.com. paul@yoursalesplaybook.com. Now, the next little tactic that's part of the bigger tactic where we're just making them aware of financing options. Yeah, you'll definitely say duh on this one, But remember what I said earlier, when we lose our keys or our phone, you get in that panic state. Maybe this year you've gotten your ass kicked a little bit, knocked around, you're still in a daze, all this stuff is happening and craziness and, you know, the shock value of the whole pandemic. You might be missing something that is obvious, but again, it's obvious it sells 101, but you might not be doing it. Don't forget about bundle pricing. As a sales rep, you might not be able to offer that without obviously getting approval from your boss, but I think this might be a conversation that should be had in a sales meeting. If you're in a sales leadership position, I think you should be thinking about this for your team to be able to offer it. Certainly, if you're the business owner like I am, it's something that you should do. So let me just give you an example of what I mean by bundle pricing. So let's just say that you're a printer. We have a lot of printers that listen to this podcast, a lot of other industries too, but let's just say you're a printer and somebody approaches you with a direct mail project and they basically want you to do the printing, right? That's it. What you can do, even though they're not asking for it, there is absolutely no downside in you offering financial incentive to them for maybe doing more of that work with you from the front end to the back end of it. So what you might do in a case like that is you might say, well, you know, okay, that's fine. I've worked up pricing, a few different options for you. If you're going to do the printing, if we're going to just do the printing of it, it'll be X amount. But if you allow us to do the printing and the fulfillment, you're going to save X amount on the print, X amount on the fulfillment. So that's one example. The second example I want to give you is from yours truly with my training and coaching business. So let's just say you come to me and you want me to do some training. And by the way, a lot of people right now are coming to me to do obviously virtual training with the pandemic. But for those of you who have always done sales kickoffs, what a lot of people are having conversations with me about is doing a virtual sales kickoff where everyone from the safety of their home or their office can attend. And then, you know, we facilitate, or at least my portion of it, I can facilitate some training and, you know, a motivational speech, that type of thing. So what I can do with bundle pricing and what I have been doing, you come to me and you say, Paul, we'd love for you to do a sales kickoff for us. Then I have a conversation. I say, okay, so I've worked up the pricing a few different ways because I want you to know all your options. Option A is that I just come in there and I do the sales kickoff meeting. If I do the sales kickoff meeting, it would be X amount of dollars. But if we add on a coaching package and, you know, for this many attendants or this many attendants, or even for you as their leader, if I coach you on how to coach them better, kind of a train the trainer type of thing, well, then the sales kickoff meeting now is going to be reduced by this much. You'll save this much on it. The sales coaching normally would be this amount. You will save this amount of money. So don't ever underestimate the fact that people right now, if they're able to, they're going to pounce on a deal. Now, again, this doesn't mean we lower our pants here, right? That we're giving away the whole damn store. I'm just saying that people are quicker to do it. And I know it's funny, you know, and I'm sorry that I'm kind of going off the topic with the example, but it's really on topic. It's just out of sales. You know, I was talking last night when we had this family get together in the campfire and drinking Angry Orchards. We were having this conversation how, I don't know if you guys noticed that in the beginning of the pandemic, you really couldn't find a sale on meat. Right? It was not only full price, but the price was really creeping up pretty damn fast. And for me, and again, it probably happened earlier, but we didn't even see any kind of discounted meat prices until I think it was close to July. It was, you know, maybe as early as mid-June or whatever. And I didn't see really good discounts until recently. And you know, I remember, and I noticed it because it was funny because I had this conversation with my wife. Every Christmas, we take turns hosting Christmas with my brother and his family. This year, it's our turn to host. So we were thinking, all right, what, you know, what are we going to have this year for a meal or whatever? And I said to her, Man, I would love it if filet mignon went on sale when you get like the big, like the whole tenderloin, big as a small child. And it was like from my mouth to God's ear. My wife comes to me and she goes, I don't know what you did or what kind of deal you have going, but you no sooner said it. And guess what? This place called Meat Farms by us is having a sale on filet mignon. And I said to her, get it, we'll freeze it. And there's our Christmas dinner. We can have it in style this year. So again, maybe it's just me, but when I see a deal, especially now, and I can really stretch my money during an uncertain time, I pounce. So maybe you should think about that with the bundle pricing. And then last but not least, I think under this financial heading, you know, if you have a billing cycle that in a way benefits the client or the prospect, you really should work on your packaging of that, because sometimes there are hidden selling points within something we're doing already that we don't have to change a damn thing. We just need to explain it differently. And I hear my son explaining this all the time. And I probably should have had him as a special guest on the podcast, because this kid's kicking ass, by the way. And I really can't take the credit. I mean, I don't think it hurts having a dad in the next room who's a sales trainer, but this kid is just a natural. He's awesome and genuinely gives a shit about his clients, which I think is his secret sauce here. And I hear him explaining their billing as a selling point. And again, I'm not going to do it justice because he should be the one explaining it. But I'll hear him saying, well, you know, just to explain our billing cycle, you're not even going to get a bill until, you know, November. And you're not even going to be making the first payment until, it's not even going to be due until first week in December. So really, we can get going now and you're not going to have to worry about that until December. So again, he would do it more justice. But I was thinking, coming up on year end and budget, if you think about how that plays in, because yeah, they might be out of budget now or really trying to count their pennies now, but if they have fresh budget coming in January, then you could explain the billing to them. Well, you know, now say we're coming up on December, you said, well, just to explain the billing, you wouldn't even be making your first payment until January when the new budget kicks in. So that's something to think about. And there's been a lot of little side notes that I'm making in this podcast. I want to give you yet another one. I really screwed something up a few years ago with a company that I do work with that's here in New York. And I am really grateful that they didn't tell me to go F off, because I think my response to them was perhaps a little bit cold, maybe even arrogant. I have no excuse. I just was a dick. I did not think it through. And the way that my payments work for hiring me to come in and train your team is, well, if there's time, in other words, you book me now for January, the way it works is that it's 25% at the time of booking and then payment in full 30 days before we begin. And this was coming up on year end. I mean, it was December or something like that, and they were out of budget. And I just wasn't listening to the prospect. And really what they were asking me for is, hey, look, we're out of budget this year. Can we just simply pay you in, you know, instead of paying you now in full, can we do it, you know, on, you know, the first week in January or whatever? And, you know, I declined because it was rather close to when I would be going, and I would have already booked, you know, in this case, actually a flight because it was upstate New York. And I just really didn't listen to what they were asking for. And my response, it just wasn't helpful to them. And so that training, you know, they had a pass on it. And they missed my training that I was able to offer them. I missed out on the sale. So we both lost. This was not a win-win. Fortunately for me, a few months later, they revisited me. And they revisited this topic, and I was able to do training with them. But most stories don't play out this way. I know if somebody wasn't helpful to me, making a very reasonable request, which is what they were doing, I would drop them like a bad habit. So I'm very grateful that they recognized that I wasn't bringing the best version of Paul Castain to the beginning of the relationship. But here's the moral of the story. You know, we've got to find ways to explain our billing cycle if it's something that can benefit them. And even know how to use the billing cycle to help them accomplish what they're looking to accomplish, which is how to get this now without having to kill their budget, right? Or you'll be able to afford to do it. So there you have it, folks. There's a lot that we covered here today, and we talked about ways that we can make them aware of financial options, whether it be through grants and loans, something like this PayPal financing, things with your billing cycle, helping them with an easy button and being prepared to be their teacher and training them on this and maybe doing a webinar for them and their team or having a pre-recorded video, screenshots, PDF, offering to be their help desk. Hey, if you're going to go ahead and do this, feel free to call me. I'll walk you through it. I'll be right there with you as you fill it out online. We could do it step by step. If you want, we could even do a screen share type of thing, and I could tell you what to put in those boxes because I've done this a million times. See, things like that and things like we talked about today, this is where you can truly bring the value and be valuable to people beyond just saying, I bring value. Okay, great. How do you do that? Here's how you can do it. Right now, this phase of the pandemic, people are hurting. They're looking for bargains. They're looking for the easy button. They're looking to stretch their budget. They're out of budget in certain cases. This is where you, as the professional, come in. So anyway, that's it, folks. But I want to very quickly just go over the coaching program that I mentioned. But you might have heard me talk about my coaching program a million times, but I promise you, you haven't heard these two newer additions that I've added. Haven't raised the price on it. It's for the same pricing. I'm offering two extra, I guess you'd call it value-added kind of services to the one-on-one coaching program. The first thing that I've added to the program is help desk functionality. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, we kind of talked about it before, where when we talked about the financing, where you could be on the phone with them, you could do a screen share. But what I do that's a little bit different than other sales coaches is that most sales coaches, okay, they have the one-on-one session with you, and then that's it until the next one. Well, what I do that's a little different is that with this help desk idea, what if you have an email, you want to send a potential client, but you just need someone who is a professional at writing emails and who teaches people on how to write a better email, review your email. Well, you could send it along to me. I'll give you some ideas. If I have some better templates maybe you can use that we can modify, I'll send it along to you. So you have that. What if you're having a challenge right now and you can't wait 2 weeks till our next session and you need to just bounce a scenario off of me. You have that email support. So you have that help desk type of functionality. That's number one. Number two, all of my coaching clients now have access to my entire library of all the online courses, all the online webinars that I've done in the past. So you have complete access to it. I mean, I'm guessing there must be, what, a good 50 of these programs that I have. And what I do in the coaching sessions is, and you have access really two different ways. The first way is, let's just say we're talking about emails, for example, and it could be any topic, but we're talking about emails. And we're working on emails in that session. What I will probably do at the end of that session is just say to you, hey, listen, by the way, I did a webinar on this topic. So just as just a little reinforcement and really expanding upon today's session, I'm going to send you a link for free access to a webinar I did on it. And in addition to that, you're also going to get the 50 email templates that everyone else also got in that program. So I'll send that along to you. Or you might say to me, hey, Castaigne, I noticed that you have this program coming up on how to sell or, you know, how to prospect during a pandemic. I'm your coaching client, man. How do I get into this program? I'm going to say very simple. You don't pay a dime because you're my customer, and I'm going to send you a link for free access. So it's kind of like you have that backstage pass, and you could be like Wayne's World, flashing it to everybody and feeling like you're really important. So last but not least, I want to say something very serious to you. We kid a lot around a lot on this podcast, but I just really want you to put the ego aside for a minute. And I know that's very difficult for all of us. It's certainly difficult for me. If you're not getting the results that you need, you and I really should have a conversation. And I'm making, we talked about that easy button. I want to give you the easy button right now. If you're not getting the results that you need, there's two things I want you to do. Number one, I want you to go to the following link. You need to go here first in order to do the free thing that I'm going to offer you. If you go to yoursalesplaybook.com/coachpaul, it's going to take you to my coaching page. You're going to see how I lay out the program, my coaching style, all the things that are important. You'll see how much I charge for it. But also, most importantly, you can schedule a free strategy session with me where we can talk about what you're looking to accomplish. I'll try to, you know, send you away with a few ideas. And of course, yes, we'll talk about the coaching program as well, but I don't want you to think it's going to be a 30-minute infomercial. I really don't roll that way. So if you'd like more information, and again, if you aren't getting the results that you want, I'm thinking 7 months into a pandemic, it might be time to cut the shit and get serious about it and just get to the next level. I'm also thinking right now is the best time for you. You might have just listened to what I said. You might say, yeah, I'm going to keep that in mind for January. Why? Why would you possibly deprive yourself of two more months? The mistake that so many of us have made is that we wait for January. You think that's when you have to start. Really, we want to start working on the new year as early as we can. Quick question for you. Do you wish that going into 2020 with all the bullshit with the pandemic and how it's impacted our business, that you would have had two more months of working on this year? I certainly do. So if you believe it's time for us to have that free strategy session, visit yoursalesplaybook.com/coachpaul. yoursalesplaybook.com/coachpaul. With that, I'm Paul Castain from yoursalesplaybook.com. I am wishing you an incredible week ahead. Go get them. The Sales Playbook Podcast is a Castain Training Systems production. Sign up for our free sales tips by visiting yoursalesplaybook.com/subscribe.